Joining me right now is Zach Berman, Eagles beat writer. The NFL free agency starts this Wednesday, I believe, correct?
Yes, the league year begins Wednesday. The legal tampering period begins Monday. So actually, my guess is you'll hear some deals begin to leak out then.
All right, so the Eagles have freed up even more cap. They just recently traded Michael Bennett to New England. He was a pretty productive defensive end from them last year. Were you surprised by this move?
I wasn't surprised by the move once they re-signed Brandon Graham. Had Brandon Graham gone elsewhere, then I do think they would find a way to keep Michael Bennett. Michael Bennett was, I don't want to say unhappy not being the starter, but he was certainly much happier after Derek Barnett's injury and playing more. He was more productive. So I guess a worthwhile question for Eagles fans is, should they have kept Michael Bennett for 1 year instead of letting Brandon Graham, but once they kept Graham, I figured Bennett would either be traded or released.
Now that position now is kind of a weak point for the team. I mean, they don't have many of them, but really you've got Brandon Graham coming back, you've got Derek Barnett, and you don't really truly know what you're getting in him. Do you expect them to address this in the draft?
Yeah, so, you know, they have those two again. And if Chris Long is going to be back as well. They like having a four-man rotation. They took Josh Sweat in the fourth round last year, but really didn't see much from him. So I do think this is a position they're going to address either in free agency or in the draft. They also need to think about defensive tackle, too, because they need that, I'd say, two defensive tackles this all season. But I don't think you're going to see them bring in a starting defensive end. I think they'll be comfortable with Barnett on one side and Graham on the other. But I do think they're going to bring in a rotational guy. I can see it being a veteran, like a Chris Long type, what it was 2 years ago when they signed him. Or if they wait until the draft, someone who can give them a few snaps this year, but can be a starter down the line.
Another position that we don't really know what's going to happen with it is the left tackle spot. Is Jason Peters going to come back? If not, where do they go from there? They do have Jordan Mailata. What's the deal with his progression? You know, could he theoretically start next season if Jason Peters cannot play or just doesn't want to come back? Or would they go with Big V at left tackle?
Yeah, it's a real good question. So it's probably one of the big questions of this offseason. And we'll get an answer on that in the next, you know, 48 to 72 hours. I think Jason Peters is going to be back. I'm curious to see if they do anything to his contract. If for some reason Peters is not back, my guess is you see Vaitai there at left tackle and not Mailata. Jordan Mailata just needs more work there, and he showed promise last preseason. But Halapulavati Vaitai started for them in the Super Bowl. I there's some experience there. They trust him. If he needs to be a placeholder type for a year while you develop Mailata, I think you can go in that direction. That being said, my guess is Peters is back.
All right. Now, you wrote an article for Philly.com about if the Eagles are going to look at defensive line, you probably should look at Clemson's tape. Who are some of the names that you've circled that they should be targeting for the draft?
Yeah, thanks for reading that one, because Clemson's going to have three defensive linemen who are potential first-round picks in Cleveland Farrell, and Christian Wilkins, and in Dexter Lawrence. Of those three, Christian Wilkins is the guy who makes a lot of sense for the Eagles at defensive tackle. Fits what they do. He's just a real solid player on off the field. Kind of fits what the Eagles look for. A little older, 23 years old. He's a fifth-year senior. So he's not like what, say, Derek Barnett was when they drafted him. But that's certainly a player to watch. Frankly, if they can trade up, Ed Oliver from Houston would be such a good fit in this defense. I don't see a way he's there at 25. But I'd pay attention to the Clemson defensive lineman, and I think Christian Wilkins is the one that fits best.
Zach, I'm kind of torn on the line, on the running back position, because my brain, I guess, tells me, all right, don't draft one high because you can get good value later in the draft and they don't have a good shelf life. But they do need a running back. But on the flip side, to go back to my original point, they've found good running backs in undrafted, you know, Josh Adams and Corey Clement. So you've written about running backs that they could also be targeting. What do you think that they should do with the running back spot? Do you think they should go free agency, or do you think they should go with the draft, or just kind of stick with what they got?
Yeah, this is a big position of need, and I think what you said about Josh Adams and Corey Clement, I think that's a little generous. I mean, I think those are good guys to have in your backfield, but you're not going to kind of build your offense around either one of them. And I think they need to find someone who can be a top of the depth chart running back. And they thought they had that with Jay Ajayi the past 2 years. Ajayi got hurt, obviously, last season. I think the Eagles are going to look hard this next week, both in free agency and the trade market. Tevin Coleman's a player who would really fit what the Eagles do, but I think Coleman's going to get paid. And outside of Le'Veon Bell, I think Coleman's the guy who's really going to be pursued this offseason. Now, Le'Veon Bell, I don't think you can categorically eliminate the Eagles from that conversation. I would compare it somewhat to Alshon Jeffrey a few years ago, where I think the Eagles can lurk. That being said, I do think Bell is eventually going to get the contract that he wants. I don't think the Eagles will be the team that gives him the contract that he wants. But if the price comes down or the years come down, I can certainly see the Eagles getting involved in that scenario. But I would watch out for Coleman. I'd watch out the trade market, where Duke Johnson would make a lot of sense for this team and kind of pair him with a running back in the draft. And I do think they're going to look in the draft. It's not an amazing year like it was 2 years ago, but I do think there are starting running backs in this draft, even after Josh Jacobs. David Montgomery from Iowa State is a good player. I like Miles Sanders from Penn State. It's really how you scout, who you kind of think will fit in your offense. The Eagles can't afford to miss. They missed on Donnell Pumphrey in an absolutely loaded running back draft class, and that's a position that they'll enhance this offense. I understand the conversation about running backs being devalued, but when you look at what it can do in this offense, I think the Eagles need to place some value on it.
Do you think there's any shot whatsoever that they bring Jay Ajayi back?
I don't see it happening unless it's a really team-friendly deal. If a market doesn't pick up for Ajayi and he comes back on kind of that one-year show-me deal, but I'm not certain you can kind of trust Jay Ajayi. He's had injury issues in the past, coming off a torn ACL. So I'm not certain they go in that direction. I wouldn't rule it out, but I think, like a lot of these answers, it's going to come down to money.
All right. A few hours ago, a report came out saying the Eagles were linked to Antonio Brown. Take that with a huge grain of salt. But you are with the team every day. Is there any truth to that, the fact that, you know, maybe Antonio Brown could be suiting up for the Eagles next season?
I was told no. I was told the Eagles do not have interest in Antonio Brown. Now, I was told that earlier this week. You never know what could change in terms of price, in terms of, you know, the compensation required to get him. But I'm going to stick with what I heard. And so I'm going to say no Antonio Brown for the Eagles.
All right, they've really unloaded a lot of cap space by just, you know, restructuring contracts, and it appears to me that they're kind of, I don't want to say gearing up, but I'll use that for just lack of a better word, for free agency. Are there any names that you think that they've, you know, targeted going into free agency?
Yeah, so I mentioned Tevin Coleman. I think he's a guy who would fit. Tyrell Williams would be a great fit for the Eagles. But in his case, I think he's going to be the top free agent receiver on the market, either him or Golden Tate. So I don't know if the Eagles will be able to kind of play ball there. But I would watch out for that name. After him, John Brown, someone to watch. I certainly think outside receiver is a position the Eagles will look at. And then I wouldn't rule out defensive tackle. And I even though I think the Eagles addressed that position in the draft, like I said earlier, they need two defensive tackles, and I think one's going to come in free agency and one comes in the draft.
All right, Zach, you wrote, in my opinion, the only book you really need to read in terms of the Eagles Super Bowl. It was called Underdogs. It was phenomenal. You had a couple book signings. Do you have any coming up?
Thanks for saying that, Pat. I have no book signing scheduled, but if you go on Amazon or anywhere you buy books, Underdogs, the Philadelphia Eagles emotional or the Super Bowl victory is on sale now. And if you send me a message on Twitter, we can link up, and I'll be happy to sign your book.
Awesome. You can follow him on Twitter at Z Berm, and make sure to subscribe to Early Birds, his newsletter he sends out every day. It's just filled with just incredible factoids and information regarding the Philadelphia Eagles. Zach, I appreciate the time, and you know, we'll catch up the road.
Anytime. Thanks, Pat.
Thanks, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.